Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. In our part of the country, I think summer is finally here, although in Michigan, it's hard to tell if it's ever going to show up. But summertime tends to be a time where I think schedules get a little bit more relaxed and we're not quite as regimented. And I think that's a good thing to build that in, Greg, not just during the summer when there's kind of some holidays, but I think that for leadership in our organizations, I think some playtime is a pretty good thing to work in.
Well, there's all kinds of quotes and good reminders, Craig, and you do a great job. I really think balance, like it's a priority to have some playtime. You have to build it in. This is not a great quote from a great movie, but all work and no play makes us a dull person.
Right.
And I think that's where leaders gotta watch, like almost the thermometer of their team. Are we getting weary? Do we need a little fun? Do we need to go to a ball game, or do we need to go play something or have an event or shut down the office and have a ice cream social? What have you heard has really been well done by leaders? Maybe you've done them or you've watched them, where the leader gets it and calls time out.
Yeah, I think that there's a balance. I like what you said, all work and no play, makes for a pretty stressful environment. But of course, if we do all play and no work, it makes for probably a bankrupt environment.
Right.
So we do have to get that work in there. But I think leaders that I've seen that have done a really good job with a thermostat mentality, like I'm going to feel what's going on and I'm going to click. I'm going to, click and you're going to hear the switch. I need to cool some things down here. I need to bring some relief. But that goes back to, I don't know how many times that we've said it in our conversations. Leaders can't do that by sitting in their office by themselves and then just regimenting, like they're looking at their calendar saying, okay, well, it's time for this. It's time for this. Well, it might not be time for that. You're only going to know if you're out there walking around, if you're among the people and you can feel, hey, we need to have some playtime. We need to just have a little downtime here.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe further into this episode, I'd like for you, and maybe I can add one or two good ideas, but you'll have 10. How do we create playtime? And what does that look like? I really do wonder about the weariness of workers and the weariness of leaders. Quarterly, month end, hitting the goals. It is a lot of seriousness to it. Mm-hmm. Even if you have maybe a fun product or a fun service your company offers, I think the taking the holiday or maybe even use self-care, but I like the thermometer word if we can use it. How do you know when it is time for you as a leader first, forget the team for the moment, for the leader to say, I need to get off the treadmill? What are those signs?
I'm not sure if this might be one of those kind of chicken and the egg, like which comes first. I think that it's important for leaders to rest from work. But why? I think it's so that we can work from rest. So I think that's got to be, I don't want to do my work out of obligation, or I don't want to do my work out of like, there's some artificial, I just have to make it until Friday. I just have to, make it until June and I can get some summer break. If you're doing that, I think you're missing out on a lot of things. And so leaders have to be tuned into themselves. And that's why we've talked before about self-care is not selfish.
No.
Because it's actually a leader's self-care is a great asset and benefit to the rest of the organization that he or she is leading. Because when the leader's taking time to take care of themselves, and the word holiday really is a shortened from holy day. And when you read in the Bible, when there was holy days, those were prescribed, like it's going to be the first day of the first month, or it's going to be this third week of the, those were prescribed times. But one of the things that was very specific in there is stop working and celebrate. It wasn't one thing or the other. It wasn't like stop working and just collapse on the couch and lay there like a slug and don't do anything. Stop working and celebrate. It's the same thing with the built-in, I think, of the Sabbath on a daily, on a weekly basis. It's pause from working so that you can look back and say, hey, it was a good week. Let's celebrate that and get recharged for what's coming up in the next week. So I think there's something to be said about leaders building that into their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that they're more tuned in to when they need to call a timeout for the rest of their team.
There isn't an award for not taking a vacation.
That's true.
You may receive a prize, but it might not be the prize you want. So what warning signs have you had where you're like, I'm going to learn to take vacation. No one's giving me the martyr award. Mm. Have you experienced that or have you seen it or both?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's funny when people are like, you know, yeah, I've got 742 vacation days stacked up. Why? What? Use those. I mean, you need to take that break. For me, I know when I need a break, when I start getting impatient, when I feel myself like somebody's talking to me and I'm getting annoyed, like I'm trying to get work done. Why are you talking to me? You know, that's the indication to me that I need to unplug here. I need to take a little break.
Mm-hmm. I've been around some leaders who, if they get, I'm almost going to use the word overwhelmed, right? So much to do, not enough days to do it. And they actually burn out and then act really poor to the teammates or actually unplug and you're like, where did they go? Mm-hmm. Warning signs for teammates now as we switch hats from a leader. When you say walk around and observe and maybe be present, do we have to slow down as leaders to actually check, you know, the teammates? Because if you have a team of maybe five or six on a high level, whether it's in church or a nonprofit or a for-profit business, how do we make sure everybody's, you know, on the same page and one's not feeling martyrs my award?
Sure. Yep. I think that much like love languages, that everybody speaks something different, I think that everybody resolve stress differently too. And that's the one thing that you have to be aware of is that, you know, you might say, hey, let's go, let's take the whole team and go to a baseball game. You know, and we'll do that. Well, for some people, that might not be the way that they resolve stress. They might say, I want to be by myself walking in the woods. Yeah. And so that's where you have to get to know that with people. I remember one time, when I was working at a conference center, my director of food services, shout out to you, Rick Foster, he was on the phone with me, and we got this going on, and he was like really stressed out. And so I got off the phone with him, and then I called him about 5 minutes later. I said, Rick, I need you to meet me over at the maintenance building. And he's like, what? And I said, just get over here right now. I need you to come over here. And so he got in his pickup truck and he drove over and he still was wearing like his white, you know, chef's jacket. Yeah. And he gets out and he's all concerned. Guess what? What? And I had two go-karts sitting there already fired up and they're just sitting there idling. And I said, get in one. He says, what? I said, get in a go-kart. And he says, what is this? I said, it's called stress relief. I said, you take the lead cart. I'm going to follow you. Let's go. And we just went off road and we went around for probably like just a half hour, just drove around. We came back. He was laughing and he's like, that was great. And he says, and I came up with a couple of ideas on how to fix some of those problems.
So I think if our challenge for leaders watching, you have to be innovative and maybe tailor it based on a ball game or a go-kart or a walk in the woods.
Yes.
Can we build that in to the work schedule? Like, hey, you know, let's do this once a month. Are people receptive or do you have to almost make it flexible? Like Mary can't wait till the end of the month.
Yeah,
absolutely. What do we do?
And I think that it's okay to do for one person what maybe you can't do for everybody else. Yeah. So you don't necessarily have to think of a whole group project. Although, again, it's fine to do that, to say something like, you know, Wednesday morning is is bagels, and so if you want to come in the morning, instead of everybody like just kind of clocking in at 8 o'clock and getting started, you can come in at 8:15. You can come in at 8:45. If you want to come right at 8 and get your bagel and just hang out, and then I think that allows like those people that recharge by being very social. Yeah. They're going to come in at probably 7:45. Hey, let me help you get things set
Pick
up.
Their favorite bagel.
Right. And get their coffee and then just be able to chat with people. And then maybe you say on that day, hey, you know, on Wednesday, we don't really get things started until about 9. Those people that recharge by being by themselves, you also give them the flexibility. Hey, I'm going to just stay home and I'm going to have some time just reading my book and sipping my coffee there by myself. And I'm going to come into work at 8:55 and just say good morning to everybody and go to my desk. But that's fine. So you can't make people feel like, you know, how come you don't show up for the thing? Well, maybe that's not the way that they resolve stress. That's not the way that they, are relaxing. For them, being by themselves is more relaxing than being in a group.
This is just a challenge for you and I. If any of you listeners out there would have ideas about the playtime, taking a vacation, giving the group a chance to recharge but not lose, you know, focus, please write them to us. Yep. Right? I mean, I think we could collect some really cool ideas. One of the things that a lot of cultures try, and obviously, you know, some cultures are more successful because they're more safe than others. We did a couple of interesting things at one of my organizations where each Friday they had the choice of having food brought in or going out as a group. If we brought food in, it was easy to pay for it because you knew it was, you know, five boxes of pizza. It could be two trays of, you know, chicken fajitas, whatever it is. But if they went out, we really wanted them to pick who they wanted to go to because we didn't want everybody to feel like you have to sit down and have pizza with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like your take a walk. Absolutely. So then three or four of them would go out on their own. And then we would just know who was coming for the pizza in the office.
Sure.
I think my challenge for me as a leader, and you know, Craig, you've got a lot of insights. Why is it that there's sort of a serious veil we put on? Maybe some of the companies are kind of serious, you know, or maybe not as fun or jovial.
Sure.
But I think from a relationship standpoint, if we really are in relationship as leaders, how have you used that, whether it's a school break, a church break, a camp example you just gave about Rick Foster, awesome guy, that you'd say, you know, these are good tools that you'd like to share?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I think that you have to be really sensitive to the needs of all of the individuals. You can build those things in there, but the bottom line is when people like being around their coworkers, the work is going to be more efficient. It's going to be more effective. So when you have that time where like, hey, we're not starting, instead of starting at 8 o'clock, we're starting at 9. People are like, I've lost an hour of work. You know what? You're probably going to get a lot more efficient work done the rest of that day because they enjoyed having that time together. And so I think you can't be as regimented. Now, listen, there's some people that they're always looking to, hey, instead of the 15-minute coffee break, I take 17 minutes, and then it grew to 19 minutes, and then it grew to 24 minutes. And then, okay, and you're the only one that's on coffee break, and you're disturbing the other people that are trying to. Some of those things are going to have to be addressed.
Sure.
But those are, I think, for the most part, are going to be the outliers. When you build that into the program, and when you're, as a leader, when you're walking around and saying, and you need to take some time off. I just looked at the schedule here. You haven't taken a vacation day at all for the last 4 months. Memorial Day weekend's coming up. We're already closed on Monday. Why don't you take the Friday before off and make it a longer weekend? You know, sometimes you're going to have to give people that little nudge to make them take this. And when they come back, and like I said earlier, if now they're able to work from rest instead of work from exhaustion, I think they're going to say, oh, that worked pretty good taking that time off.
Do we want to make a list of things that maybe have worked or maybe things that leaders could look for What would you suggest maybe to give them tools, you know, on this episode? What would you suggest we do?
Yeah, I think, you know, you and I could certainly share, or Harrison can do this for us in the show notes on YouTube. We can put some ideas, some bullet points down there, some things that we've done. But honestly, it's, you know your team better than we know your team. Now, if you were in one of our coaching huddles, we might be able to talk to you a little bit more specifically about your team as we ask some questions and listen to you. But I think you know your team. And so you're going to be able to say, look, at this is what I know about myself, how I'm going to recharge. This is what I know about Sally. This is what I know about Bill. This is what I know about John. And then build that in. And as a leader, this might be one of the spots where you do kind of have to have your reminder, like maybe, you know, once a week, you need to have a reminder that pops up on your computer. Just, you know, you go, oh yeah, I need to check in with John to see what's going on.
That would be me.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, we just kind of get, you know, you get your game face on, you get tunnel vision on, I got to get this done, got to get this done. And you forget the day's over. And then you're like, oh shoot, I was going to check in with. So you need to have that reminder pop up there. So I think you can build in some regimented things, but the rest of it's got to be, what do I feel for my whole team? How do I help this person, this person, this person? How do I get with them individually? I think involve things where their families can be a part of it too. So, you know, maybe if you say we're going to a ball game and bring your spouse and your kids with you, you know, or we're all going to go to a park and have a picnic. We want everybody to come to that thing. Yeah. I think that you know, that they're obviously, if they're at work with you, they're spending that time away from their family. So to do something else where they can include their family might be a nice touch too.
Previous episode, we talked about self-care and that it's not selfish. I think as a leader, certainly making sure we develop leaders, that's one of our main roles in being leadership, is to help them create a habit of, hey, before the warning alarm goes off, take a holiday. But I think that it really is self-preservation, not selfishness. When we see someone who is struggling, I've tried this. Hey, I think Bill's not doing very well. Marty, you want to go talk to him real quick? And I've included another development chance for another leader who's on the team. And they might be closer, right? They might go out for, you know, coffee in the morning and talk about sales or talk about, you know, church or talk about, you know, education, whatever. Certainly not the Tigers. Oh, he's got a shirt on.
Well, there's lots to talk about with them.
Well, yeah, that's a long coffee. But I wonder from that standpoint what you would add about an emerging maybe or a developing leader. You put him in charge.
Yeah. I would think before you say, Marty, why don't you go talk? You say, hey, Marty, I'm going to go out with Bill to get coffee. I'd like you to come with me. I'd like you to join. And then that way, you know, especially if Marty's one of your emerging leaders or he's on your leadership team, then that way later on you could say, hey, you know, the main reason why I wanted to get together with Bill was because these were the warning signs that I was seeing and I just wanted to try to head something off. And then, so then that way later on you could say, hey, Marty, I think Bill needs another conversation. Can you do it by yourself this time? So I think having somebody watch you do it first and then giving them the freedom to go and do I think that you're passing the baton to them, you know, and because sometimes if you were to just say, hey, Marty, go talk to Bill about so don't put them in that awkward place, but say, come with me first. And do this.
Model it.
Yeah. And then empower them to go do it. But, you know, I kind of said this earlier, but let me just put this plug in here again. This is a prime example of what we do in our coaching huddles is you'll be with a group of people, but we're going to get to know you a little bit better. And then when you say, you know, I'm struggling with something on my team, I'm sensing this, or, you know, how can I do? We can ask some questions. We can dive in a little deeper with you and help you personalize. What we share here on the Craig and Greg Show episodes are kind of just real generalized principles. But if you go to our website on maximizeleadership.com, look at the coaching huddles, you can fill in the form there and just say, I just want some more information on this, and we'll get back to you. But that's what we'll do in those huddles is is we'll just get real specific and real personal with you, and we can take these general principles and make them much more specific to you and your organization. So please check those out. That'll help you quite a bit.
Do we have any finishing quote?
The only thing that I would say is I read a lot of books. I see a lot of articles about people talking about work-life balance. And I hesitate with that word sometimes because it almost feels like somebody goes, well, I spent 40 hours at work, and so that means I need to have 40 hours over here. And that might not always be the case, because sometimes the season of life that you might be in, I got a couple of friends that do lawn service. Well, this time of year, you know, they're putting in 65, 70 hours. But when they get to the winter months, they might only be doing 15, 18 hours. And so don't like get frustrated by, well, this doesn't perfectly balance out. But I think it's really kind of just that being aware that I need to create some time over here. Or even saying, you know, being aware, I realize how many hours I'm working, but this is what's coming down the road. So yeah. So don't beat yourself up over it's not perfectly balanced.
Right. Equal.
Yeah.
It's got to be more fair what's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Close it up.
All right. So as I said before, check out our coaching huddles. Check out MaximizeLeadership.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Maximize Podcast. You can also, if you want to just shoot a tweet to one of us individually, it's at Greg Harris, at Craig T. Owens. We'd love to get some feedback from you, especially as Greg mentioned, share some ideas with us of how you yourself or you've helped your team kind of just relax a little bit and bring a little playtime, vacation time to your organizations. If you share those with us, we'll include them in the list and give you credit for it. And so then that way we can all learn and grow from that. So make sure that you subscribe as well on YouTube. Click the bell so you're notified every time that an episode of the Craig and Greg Show drops.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.